The blessing of God is available to everyone who has made Jesus Lord of their lives. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he explains more about walking in our covenant rights. Next, on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's open our Bibles to the book of John, the Gospel of John. Hallelujah. Look in the 20th chapter of John. Let's look at the 19th verse. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again. So if he said it twice, you need to listen. Peace be unto you. Now the word peace, the word translated peace in the Hebrew language, and you have to understand this. Jesus was not teaching and preaching to Jews in Greek. That's the reason there's a lot of things he said that people have a hard time understanding, because there's a lot of it have to do with Hebrew idioms. People, the things that were said that every Jew there understood exactly what he said. Amen. There are things that you and I say that, and we can say it, and everybody in the crowd know what they're talking about. Somebody listen to this tape 25 years from now and say, what in the world did he mean by that? My goodness sakes, that old dog won't hunt. What? Is he talking about some kind of demon? No, that's a Texas idiom. No, that's a Texas idiotic. No, it's a... And Jesus used phrases like that. Now, the word peace is translated prosperity. It's translated wholeness. It's translated... The best I've ever heard was when Gloria read to me a phrase from the English book from the premier English Hebrew school in Israel, where they teach Hebrew to English-speaking Hebrew immigrants. And the first thing they taught was the word shalom. Because you're going to be hearing this every day. People are going to be walking up saying shalom to you, and you need to know what shalom means. Shalom means peace. Shalom means prosperity. Shalom means these different things. But in the instructor that wrote this book said, the best way I know to explain that word is nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, notice Jesus said that twice. He said to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. As my Father sent me, even so send I you. One more time. As my Father hath sent me, so send I you. Hallelujah. Now then, let's go over to the book of Acts. This is the situation in the third chapter of the book of Acts. You remember the man at the beautiful gate? And this man had never walked, and suddenly he jumped to his feet, and suddenly he walked, and he leaped, and he jumped around. I mean, that's a miracle in itself. Not only just did the man just get his ankle bones made strong, but he immediately walked. He'd never walked in his life. And so by the power of God, he's jumping up, running around, walking. Now, Peter then stood up and preached. Now, notice in the 12th verse, when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk?" Now, look at verse 16. "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Now, he is saying, don't look at me with that strange kind of a look. It's not because I'm called, not because I'm an apostle. It's not because I've been with Jesus. It's because of faith in his name. And then in one of his epistles, he wrote this letter to those of like faith with us. So if he had faith in the name, you can have faith in the name. In fact, that's part of the commandment, to believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another as he gave commandment. So that's part of the commandment. Not only can you must. But now, remember, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, so send I you. Now, Peter continued in his message. And he came down in verse 25. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying, this is the covenant that God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in your seed shall all the kindred of the earth be blessed. Now hold your place right there. We're going to come right back there. But hold your place and let's go over to Galatians chapter 3. Because we're going to hit a gusher here in a minute. And you need to understand, because you're going to take this with you. And you're going to use it every day of the world from now on. Galatians chapter 3, and I want you to look at verse 8. The scripture. The what? Scripture. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. God preached the gospel to Abraham. So the Bible said, God preached the gospel unto Abraham. If the Bible said God preached the gospel, then this is what the gospel is. I don't care what they told you at seminary. I don't care what anybody said, me or anybody else. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen by faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Amen. Now, we've already read tonight, we know what that blessing was. It was the Eden blessing. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord will turn any environment, anywhere, anytime, any place on earth, and it will turn it into the Garden of Eden. That's what it does. It don't care whether you're in prison or out of prison or in the middle of a desert somewhere. It don't know the difference. The first job of the blessing is to remove the curse. That's the gospel. Brother Copeland. Yeah. I just read it. That's the gospel. In you shall all nations be blessed. So then that be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? Yeah. Well, God preached that gospel to him. Brother Copeland, now, I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing.
Amen. Yeah, that's
right. I thought healing was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing.
Amen.
I thought to prosper financially. It is. It's part of the blessing.
Amen.
Let me ask you something. Was there any death in that garden?
No.
No. Then it's the job of the blessing. Amen.
Amen.
To remove that death.
Amen.
So now we have the new birth. It's part of the blessing.
Amen.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost, part of the blessing.
Amen.
The gifts of the Spirit, part of the blessing.
Amen.
The healing ministry of Jesus, part of the blessing.
Amen.
Was there any sickness in that garden? No. Well, then that's part of the blessing. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. But the blessing is the gospel. You put all those pieces together and you have the blessing. Now, we've had to learn it one piece at a time. Amen. If God called you to be a watchmaker, and that's your calling, and you found out I'm supposed to be a watchmaker, well, you ain't just going to learn watch. You're not going to just go just learn clock. You're going to have to learn one piece at a time. You're going to have to find out what every one of those little wheels, every one of those little springs. And then nowadays, you're going to have to learn what a quartz watch is. You're going to have to, there's a whole lot of stuff you're going to have to learn. Your first watch that you make probably won't even run, much less keep good time. But you're going to have to learn all those pieces, and you're going to have to make one watch, and then another clock, and then another clock, and you're going to be an apprentice for a while, and you're going to have to find out what all these are. Well, I'm telling you, that winding stem, that's not the watch. The hour hand is not the watch. The minute hand is not the watch. The crystal is not the watch. The date calendar is not the watch. The wheels in there are not the watch. The spring is not the watch. The bracelet is not the watch. You have to put them all together, and then you got the watch. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The new birth, you had to learn what that is. Then you had to learn the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then you had to learn the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And then you had to learn what faith is all about. Then you had to learn what hope is all about. Then you had to learn what love is all about. But glory to God, we're the generation that's going to start making, praise God. We're the blessed generation that can put it all together and take the blessing of the Lord to the nations. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I think I might just rear back and preach here a little while. Glory to God. I love this. We're the blessed generation. We got to get in on the whole thing. Now you can see why the devil fought it and fought it. He tried to keep the salvation preachers away from the Holy Ghost preachers, and he tried to keep the tongue talkers away from the healing preachers, and he tried to keep the prosperity preachers from all of them. Why? If he can break it up into enough pieces, the very thing that has been sent here to destroy him forever is the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So now that you have all that good information, let's go back over here to the book of Acts. Are you ready for this? as the Father sent me, so send I you. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in your seed shall all of the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you. Now, didn't Jesus say, the works that I do shall you do also?
Yes.
If he sent him to bless Israel, he sent you to bless Israel. He didn't send you to change their way of thinking. He sent you to bless them. That's the reason I'm so interested in the nation of Israel. That's the reason I'm so interested in blessing the Jews. Praise God.
Amen.
God didn't send me to get involved in their politics. I'm involved in the politics of this nation because I believe God. And I find out who to vote for.
Amen.
Don't pay no attention to what the news media said. They don't know.
Amen.
Bless their hearts. They do the best they can. But I think Mark Twain was right. He said the man that doesn't read a newspaper is uninformed. The man that does read it is misinformed. But I can add that to this. The man that'll get in the Word of God and go to God, God will show you by promise the things to come. He will show you things to come. And you can be informed before it happens. Amen. God's people are supposed to know. No, we don't stand up and damn the news media. We need to be praying for them. They're just people. Pray for them. Amen. Brother Copeland, you can say that after all the ugly things they said about you. Well, see, that's all they know how to do. They're just trying to make a living. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. But the world thinks they have to make a living. They have to make deals. They have to make money. They have to make their way in the world. That's the Babylonian way. That's the Babylonian system. No, the blessing of the Lord is on us. Let it work. Be like God. Enter into his rest, release the blessing, and let it work. Let it work. Amen. They can't stop it. Only you can stop it. God won't. Hallelujah. Now, I send you, Jesus said, as the Father sent me. He has sent us to bless. Now I want you to look in the last chapter of the book of Luke, 24th chapter of Luke. Would you like to know the last thing Jesus said when he was on the earth? Wouldn't that be important? His final words, wouldn't that be important, wouldn't it, man? It's important what the first word God ever said to a man. That's important. That's big. First thing any human being ever heard with his ears was be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth and have dominion over it, subdue it with what? Compassion and love and goodness and the blessing of the Lord. Expand this garden. Amen. That's God's will forever for all mankind. And he never changes. That's the most important thing. Now, what did Jesus say? He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are not my words. They are the words of the Father who sent me. He said, I only speak those things that I hear him speak. I only speak those things that he hath taught me. He said, the works that I do shall you do also. But now, wait a minute. He said, the works that I do, I only do what I first see my Father do. Luke 24, are you there?
Yes.
Verse 49, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Now, what did he say?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. He's already told you, I only say what my Father has said. He didn't make up some strange something or other to tell them. He said what God already said. Didn't the Bible say God sent him to bless? Huh? He blessed them saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth. Isn't that go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? What gospel? Through you shall all the nations be blessed. Go get Ham and Japheth and get them into the kingdom. Get them under the blessing. I paid the price for it. So now what is he doing? He's transferring the blessing to the church the way Melchizedek, Shem, transferred it to him. He's transferring it to the church. As my Father sent me, I send you. Now look at it. He blessed them, and it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. That's the last thing he said on earth, and it was so powerful that it just lifted him right out of this earth. The blessing had been transferred. It had been released. You go to Jerusalem and you stay there to the promise that was given to Abraham, come on you, which is the Holy Ghost. And don't you leave town without him. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you're blessed. Now you go bless the nations. You go plant the seed and you go make it grow. Hallelujah.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. An exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step by step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll free, 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life curriculum. It's an interactive workbook and journal. It's great for prayer groups. It's great to teach your family. It's just great to use it alone. You know, God's got a plan for your life, and He expects you to find out what His Word says about that plan, to walk in that plan, and then you'll see the individual plans that God's got for you. God wants you blessed. Now, this has a workbook. This curriculum does. It comes in a gift box. It'd be great for gifts. And it's got a workbook, 5 CDs, 5 DVDs. And it's just a great way to study the Word of God and to get in the plan that God has for you. So I want to encourage you to order it today. To know the will of God for your life changes everything. changes everything. I'm going to pray for you today. Father, I pray for the people, Lord. I pray that you would reveal their master plan to them. Show them, Lord. Show them in the Word. Teach them. Reveal it to them. As they give you time, Lord, I know you'll give them time and reveal the truth and revelation and the path that you have for each one of our lives. We love you. We thank you. Thank you for revelation in the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to be believing God for revelation. When you read the Word, expect God to reveal things to you out of it. Today's message came from this year's Southwest Believers Convention. To hear the rest of Ken's message today, go to kcm.org and click on media. We've got a lot of resources that are absolutely free on the internet. So get with the program. You don't have any excuse. Just like Ken shared today, the word peace means shalom. It is the Hebrew word for shalom, and it means nothing missing, nothing broken. That is God's plan for our lives. Now, we have to find out how to walk in His plan so that His blessing is freely coming upon us day after day after day. There's nothing like walking in the blessing of God. Your body's whole, your family's healed, the blessing is working in your finances. And I want to encourage you to get in the meetings. That's the wonderful place. It's the easiest place to get hold of the Word of God for your life. The Branson Victory Campaign is March the 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. That's Keith and Phyllis Moore's great church. And Branson is a fun place, and it's a godly place. Branson honors God. You will have a blast there. So come and be with us. Take in some of the wonderful things that are there stay a few days and just visit in Branson. Be sure and join us again tomorrow. We'll see you then. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
Get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.